I wouldn't go in if I were you, said a voice directly behind her. Startled, Julia spun around to face the pickpocket. Up close, she saw that he was in his early 20s and surprisingly handsome, with penetrating blue eyes. Regaining her composure, Julia put on a look of indignation. Why ever not? The sign says women can enter for free. Her reply made the pickpocket laugh out loud. You're not that type of woman. Baffled by his answer and angered by his laughter, Julia stiffened her spine and added ice to her voice. Sir, I never talk to complete strangers on the street.
But I'm not a stranger, am I? You've been following me since 15th Street?
That's absurd. You sat in the same car on the elevated. You're terribly mistaken.
You'd be a rotten undercover detective. You're too beautiful. I spotted you a mile away.
Taken aback by the backhanded compliment, Julia paused, then went on the attack. You're a thief, she said in a shrill, accusatory tone. I saw you.
So you caught me. Why not turn me over to the police?
Look, here's your chance. The pickpocket pointed to a barrel-chested policeman strolling down 6th Avenue, twirling his billy club.
Go ahead.
Tongue-tied, Julia looked down at the slate sidewalk as the cop passed by. Dandy John Nolan's my name, said the pickpocket, tipping his bowler hat and grinning.